this is Billy Ruth Federici again with another episode of Angelita's Wings. This time, we have a series of six stories of the six heroes of Mexican independence, Los Seis Héroes de México, written by a friend of mine, Bonnie Muth McMillan, and illustrated by Emily Freeman. This book can be found at riversanctuarypublishing.com. Here's a bit of a historical perspective from a book called History of Mexico, written by Henry Bamford Parks, pages 364 and 365. He says that the peasant leader, Emiliano Zapata, began to recruit his own indigenous Indian people from the Spanish-owned sugarcane plantations to make war on the Spaniards who had put them into serfdom, which had endured for centuries since the Spanish conquest. Well, on May 12, 1910, Zapata and his Indian army took possession of the National Palace towers as Diaz's troops fired down on the insurgentes, the insurgents. When it began to rain, the fighting had stopped, but not until 200 insurgents had been killed. Bloody civil wars smoldered through 1918 and 1919. Between the battles and the worldwide pandemic at the time, 1.25 million Mexican citizens had lost their lives. Zapata himself was assassinated in 1919. Having been betrayed by a colonel from the Mexican army, Jesus Guajardo. Colonel Guajardo convinced Zapata that he and his regiment were anxious to join forces with Zapata. By luring one of the other Mexican troops into an open field and shooting all of them, well, Zapata fell for this bloody trick, and Zapata agreed to meet him in the hacienda at San Juan Chinameca. Zapata arrived with 10 followers, was ushered into the hacienda with a flourish of bugles, and then was assassinated by the colonel. The colonel himself was rewarded with 50,000 pesos and a rank of general. When Zapata's body was taken to Huautla, thousands of peasants came to his vigil. Even though Zapata's armies began to disperse, Zapata himself became a legend, and it is still said that his ghost can be seen on moonlit nights as he rides his white steed across the Sierras, deathless and invincible. Emiliano Zapata, farmer hero of Mexico, héroe agricultor de México. In the village of Ananequilco, the people were having a town meeting. "The rich people are taking more of our lands," the speaker shouted. "They have taken our orchards. They are pulling out the fruit trees so they can plant sugar cane." En el pueblo de Ananequilco, la gente tenía una reunión del pueblo. "Los ricos están cogiendo más de nuestras tierras," gritó el orador. "Se han tomado nuestras hortalizadas, están cortando los árboles frutales para sembrar caña de azúcar." "Banditos ladrones," gritaban los hombres.
"Bandits, robbers," yelled the men in the crowd. "Let's fight, let's shoot them all." They shook their fists.
"Vamos a pelear contra ellos, matémoslos todos." Cerraban los puños amenazantes.
The speaker held up his hands. "Now wait, but the laws say that they can do this. Maybe the laws are bad, but we are not ready to start a war. We must wait."
El orador alzó sus manos. "Pero la ley dice que ellos pueden hacer esto. Las leyes sí son malos, pero no estamos listos para empezar una guerra. Tenemos que esperar."
Zapata said to his wife and children, "Our grandfathers planted those trees." So he was angry. He was so angry, in fact, he had tears in his eyes.
El conjunto terminó. La gente fueron a casa. Y enojados, todos estaban muy enojados. Nuestros abuelos sembraron esos árboles. El señor Zapata estaba tan enojado que le salían lágrimas de sus ojos.
Emiliano crawled up into his father's lap. "Papa, papa," he said, "don't cry. When I grow up, I will get that land back for you."
Emiliano subió en las piernas de su papá.
"Papá, papá," le dijo, "no llores. Cuando yo sea grande, les quitaré esas tierras y te las regresaré a ti."
Papá nodded his head. "Sure, son, sure, you just do that," he said. Papá movió la cabeza. Seguro, hijo, sí, tú vas a hacer eso, sí, claro.
Well, it was getting late, and the Zapata family went to bed.
Ya era tarde, y la familia Zapata se acostó. Very early in the morning, Papa shook Emiliano to wake him up.
"Time to get up, son," he said. "The horses are hungry."
Muy temprano en la mañana, papá despertó a Emiliano.
"Es tiempo de levantarse, hijo," le dijo.
"Los caballos tienen hambre."
"Coming, papa, coming," Emiliano said with a big yawn. He felt in the dark for his shirt and his pants, dressed and put on his huaraches, ran to help his papa, who was already in the barn.
"Ahí voy, papá," dijo Emiliano.
"Oh, ya estás seguro. Sí voy, necesito vestarme."
He vestió y puso las huaraches y corrió para ayudar a papá, quien ya estaba en el establo.
Papa was forking hay into the stalls for the horses. Emiliano picked up his smaller pitchfork and helped.
Papa estaba poniendo heno en el puesto de los caballos. Emiliano cogió el rastrillo de pequeño y le ayudó a su papá.
"¡Qué animales tan finos!" dijo papá.
"Los hombres van a pagar bien, bastante dinero por ellos."
"What fine horses I have," said papá.
"Men will pay much, much good money for these."
"Oh, I wish we could keep them all, papá. Why must we sell them?" asked Emiliano.
"Ay, me gustaría quedarme con todos, papá.
¿Por qué tenemos que venderlos?" preguntó Emiliano.
"Well, this is our business, my son. We must keep some and sell some," papá said. "You're learning to do this. This is the way you will earn your money when you grow up."
"Es nuestro negocio, hijo. Nos quedamos unos y vendemos a otros," dijo papá.
"Estás aprendiendo cómo se hace. Así es como ganamos nuestro dinero, y tú también ganarás dinero así."
Emiliano forked some more hay. "Most of our neighbors are farmers," he said.
Emiliano puso más heno en los puestos. "La mayoría de nuestros vecinos son agricultores," le dijo.
"Yeah," papa said, "if they have enough land. Well, long ago, the rich hacienda people took our land. We don't have enough land left to farm. That's why we buy and sell horses."
"Sí," dijo papá, "si tuvieran suficiente tierra. Hace mucho tiempo, los ricos dueños de la hacienda nos quitaron nuestra tierra. Por eso es que ahora compramos y vendemos caballos. No tenemos bastante tierra."
"I do like horses," Emiliano said. Papa smiled.
"Me too." He put his arm around Emiliano's shoulders, and together they went back to the house.
"Bueno, a mí me gustan los caballos también. Pero tenemos que vender unos."
Puso su brazo en los hombros de Emiliano, y juntos regresaron a la casa.
Mama had cooked up a good hot breakfast for them. As they ate, Papa said, "Well, in 3 days, there will be a horse sale in Ayala. I will take some of our best horses there to sell. Would you like to ride with me, Emiliano?"
Mamá les había hecho un buen desayuno. Mientras comían, papá dijo, en 3 días habrán una venta de caballos en Ayala. Llevaré unos nuestros mejores caballos para venderlos. ¿Te gustaría ir conmigo, Emiliano?
Oh, yes, papá.
On my own horse? Emiliano asked, his eyes shining.
Yes, my son, papa said, smiling. All dressed up, too, just like me.
Oh, sí, papá, dijo Emiliano. Y sus ojos brillaban. Sí, quisiera ir contigo.
Sí, hijo mío, le contestó, sonriendo papá. Y bien vestido como yo también.
Emiliano could hardly wait. He helped papa get the horses ready. They brushed them to make their hair shine, combed their manes and tails to make them beautiful. Emiliano no podía esperar. Le ayudó a papá a alistar los caballos. Los cepillaron, les peinaron la mane y la cola. Los caballos brillaban y quedaron muy lindos.
The day came for the horse sale. Papa rode a big black stallion sitting on a silver saddle. Emiliano rode proudly beside him on a smaller paint. Papa's fine riding suit was black with silver embroidery to match his horse. Mama had made Emiliano's suit brown and white to match his paint.
Al fin llegó el día de la venta de caballos. Papá se montó en el caballo semental negro, en una silla de montar plateada. Emiliano orgullosamente montó en un pequeño caballo pinto al lado de su papá. El vestido de montar de papá era negro con costuras plateadas que hacían juego con su caballo. Mamá le había hecho un vestido de montar café a Emiliano también para que hiciera juego con su caballo pinto.
Well, because we're all dressed up like this, the men who come to buy will think we're rich, Papa said with a wink. Then they will pay more for those horses of ours.
Como estamos vestidos así, los hombres que vienen a comprar los caballos van a pensar
que somos ricos, dijo papá, guiñando un ojo. Entonces van a pagar más para nuestros caballos.
Mamá watched proudly as father and son rode out of the village, leading a string of their favorite horses.
Mamá, con mucho orgullo, miró al papá y al hijo salir del pueblo con una hilera de sus caballos más finos para vender.
At the horse sale in Ayala, it was Papa who said the men admired those beautiful horses. They bought every single one of them.
El lugar de venta de caballos en Ayala era como Papa había dicho. Los hombres admiraban los hermosos caballos. Ellos les compraron todos los caballos.
Emiliano and Papa rode back to Ananequilco with a saddle bag full of money, Papa on a big black stallion and Emilio on a smaller paint. Emilio and Papa regresaron a Ananequilco en sus caballos con una bolsa llena de dinero, papá en su semental caballo y Emiliano en el pequeño caballo pinto. As Emiliano grew older, he learned to train horses. His horses were well-behaved, they were nice to people, they didn't buck off their riders. Soon people for miles around were asking Emiliano to ride with them and come to train their horses.
Mientras Emiliano crecía, él aprendía a entrenar caballos. Sus caballos eran bien portados, eran buenos con gente, no tiraban a sus gentes. Pronto, la gente, desde muchas millas de lejos, le pedían a Emiliano que fuera a entregarles sus caballos. Muchos eran ricos, con fincas grandes y con casas muy grandes. Lo invitaban a sus fiestas porque era joven, simpático y fascinante. Pero él siempre les decía no, gracias, y regresaba a su casa en Ananequilco.
Many of his clients were very rich, and they had big ranches and big houses. They used to invite him to their parties because he was so young and handsome and charming. But Emiliano always said, no, thank you, and he returned to his home in Ananequilco.
Those people are nice to me, and they are very rich, he said. Even their horse stalls are better than houses we live in. But they're the kind of people who took our lands. I don't want to be with them. I want to be with my own friends.
Esa gente es buena conmigo y son ricos. Hasta sus establos son mejores que las casas donde viven nosotros. Pero ellas son la clase de gente que se cogió nuestras tierras. Yo no quiero estar con ellos. Yo quiero estar con mis amigos.
It was a hard time for people in the country those days. The big haciendas were allowed to take the farmland and plant sugar cane. Then they sold the sugar cane for much money and became even richer. The poor farmers had no land to plant on anymore, so they became poorer and poorer, and their families were hungry. There was always talk of war. If it happened, the farmers promised they would fight the soldiers of the government and get their lands back.
Era tiempo difícil para los campesinos. Les eran permitido a las grandes haciendas coger las tierras de los agricultores y sembrar caña de azúcar. Entonces ellos vendían la caña de azúcar por mucho dinero y se hacían más ricos. Los pobres agricultores no tenían tierra donde sembrar nada. Ellos se hacían más pobres y sus familias tenían hambre. Había rumores de guerra siempre. Si eso sucediera, los agricultores prometieron que ellos pelearan con los soldados para conseguir de nuevo sus tierras.
The wise old men of Ananequilco said, "We are too old and too tired to be leaders anymore. If war comes, we need young, strong, smart, brave men to be our leader."
Los hombres anancios de Ananequilco dijeron, ya, nosotros estamos muy viejos para ser líderes. Si hay guerra, necesitamos un joven fuerte, inteligente y valiente para que sea nuestro líder.
Emiliano Zapata was elected. He and his friends got guns and ammunition for all the men, and even the women, so they could fight the government soldiers if they came to take their lands again. When the war did happen, Emiliano, who was now General Zapata of the People's Army, wrote many letters to the President of Mexico. They all said, "Give us our lands back, and we will stop fighting. We are farmers. We need our land to grow food for our families."
Eligieron a Emiliano Zapata. Él y sus amigos consiguieron armas y ammunición para todos los hombres y aun para algunas mujeres, para que pudieran pelear a los soldados del gobierno si venían a cogerse las tierras y las casas. Llegó la guerra, finalmente. Emiliano, quien ahora era el general Zapata del Ejército del Pueblo, escribió cartas al presidente de México. Las cartas decían, "Regresemos nuestras tierras y dejaremos de pelear. Somos agricultores. Necesitamos nuestras tierras para sembrar comida para nuestras familias." But the president of Mexico and his helpers were selfish men. The rich people were their friends, and they didn't care about the poor people, so the fighting went on and on and on.
Pero el presidente de México y sus ayudantes eran hombres egoístas. Los ricos eran sus amigos y no les importaba la gente pobre. La pelea siguió, siguió, siguió.
The government soldiers came into Ananiquilco, burned the houses and took the women and children and old men off to prison. They did this in all the little farm villages over all that part of Mexico. Los soldados del gobierno vinieron a Ananiquilco, quemaron casas y se llevaron a las mujeres, a los niños y a los ancianos. Y los pusieron en el cárcel. Ellos hicieron estos en todos los pueblos agricultores pequeños de México.
The government army had many soldiers. The people's army was small. Emiliano and his men hid out in the mountains and shot the enemy soldiers from behind trees and rocks.
El ejército del gobierno tenía muchos soldados. El ejército del pueblo era pequeño. Emiliano y sus hombres se escondían en las montañas detrás de los árboles y de las rocas y mataban los soldados enemigos.
They wrecked the trains that were bringing guns, ammunition, and food to the government soldiers.
Ellos destruían los trenes que llevan armas y ammunición para los soldados del gobierno.
They blew up bridges.
Tumaban los puentes.
It was only that way that they could fight back.
Era la única forma que ellos podían pelear contra el enemigo.
After several years of war, Emiliano said to his generals, "I want to retire from being this leader. I want to go back to Ananiquilco and be a farmer and a horse dealer again. I want to get married and have kids."
Después de varios años de guerra, Emiliano les dijo a sus generales, quiero jubilarme de ser el líder. Muy, muy cansado. Quiero regresar a Ananiquilco y volver a ser agricultor y vender de caballos. Quiero también casarme y tener hijos.
The general said, "Emiliano, we all want that. We're all tired. But, you know, go on, go back, get married, and we'll wait for you."
Los generales le dijeron, Emiliano, todos queremos eso, todos estamos cansados, pero ándate, ándate, cásate y regresa más tarde. Nosotros te esperemos.
Emiliano went back to Ananiquilco. The houses were all burned out and most of the people were gone.
Emiliano regresó a Ananiquilco, pero las casas estaban quemadas. La mayoría de la gente se había ido.
He went to Ayala, where his girlfriend and her family lived. There he and Josefa Espejo had a quiet wedding and afterwards a quiet party.
Él fue a Ayala, donde su novia vivía con su familia. Allá, él y Josefa Espejo se casaron en una sencilla boda y después tuvieron una sencilla fiesta.
In the middle of the party, one of Emiliano's men rushed in to tell him that a very large enemy army was coming to take over Ayala and all the other towns nearby. Emiliano was needed right away.
En medio de la fiesta, un hombre de ejército de Emiliano llegó corriendo para decirle que un gran ejército del enemigo venía para tomar Ayala y todos los pueblos cercanos. Necesitaban que Emiliano regresara enseguida.
"You must come with me," he said to his new bride. "They will put you in jail and torture you if you don't."
"Tienes que venir conmigo," le dijo a su esposa nueva.
te pondrán en la cárcel y te torturarán tratando de arreglar dónde estoy.
They will put you in jail and torture you trying to find me. He picked her up and put her on his horse with him, and together they rode away with the soldiers to their mountain hideout.
La levantó en su caballo y juntos se fueron con el soldado a los escondites en las montañas. The enemy army generals had orders to surround Zapata and capture him, but he had already left, so they took the women of his family and put them into prison. Los soldados del ejército del gobierno tenían órdenes de capturar Zapata, pero ya él se había ido. Así que consiguieron a las mujeres de la familia de él y las pusieron en la cárcel. It was all a very unhappy time, but at last a different president was elected who cared about the people. Fue un tiempo muy largo, muy triste, pero al fin eligieron un nuevo presidente quien se preocupaba por el pueblo. He and his helpers wanted the fighting to stop. New laws were made. The president's men took the stolen land from the rich haciendas and gave it back to the farmers. Él y sus ayudantes quieren que la guerra terminara. Nuevas leyes fueron hechas. Los hombres del presidente nuevo les quitaron a los ricos todas las tierras que se habían robado de los pobres y se la devolvieron a los agricultores. They gave the land back to the farmers. The fighting stopped. The farmers went back to farming on their own lands again, and they were happy at last. La guerra terminó por fin. Los agricultores volvieron a trabajar en sus propias fincas. Estaban felices por fin. General Emiliano Zapata did not live to see all of this happiness. El general Emiliano Zapata no llegó a ver esta felicidad. He had been shot and killed by the enemy soldiers, but his brave generals and soldiers kept on fighting until they got their farms back. They had kept their promise to the country. Él había muerto a mano de los soldados enemigos, pero sus valientes generales siguieron peleando hasta que al fin consiguieron las tierras de nuevo. Ellos cumplieron la promesa hecha al pueblo. Emiliano Zapata was Mexico's farmer hero, and he lives today as that. Emiliano Zapata fue el héroe agricultor de México, y todavía vive hoy. As a note of interest, when I was living in Ajijic for a while, there's this big mural that somebody painted on the side of their house of Emiliano Zapata. So anywhere you go in Mexico, you will probably see the farmers and the people of the pueblo still really cherish this man, and they hold him in high honor throughout the entire country. That does it for our six heroes of Mexico, Los Seis Héroes de México. Thanks for listening in to Angelita's Wings with Billy Furuichi and sometimes Grandma Gaga and maybe even my cat. See you next time.